I watched something this summer. There's a lady by the name of Rachel Duffy, and if you've watched Fox News or anything, she's on Fox News. Well, she got pregnant. She announced the pregnancy, and everybody was all excited, and we got to watch her grow larger and larger and larger. And then all of a sudden, she announced that her husband was going to retire from the Congress to spend time with the family, and they had a big announcement. And the big announcement was, when he retired, that he was retiring to take care of his family because the baby was going to be born with a lot of issues. A lot of health issues, heart issues, other types of things that were going on. And not only did he retire and resign from his office, but he come home to build the family, and the other family members began to move back to where they are located, Minnesota, to help with that, to support them and all the special needs that were going to be there. And I got to thinking, I thought, what a wonderful way that we belong to a wonderful family ourselves. It reminds me of our Heavenly Father. And our Heavenly Father could see from creation that we were going to need special attention. Amen?
Amen.
He planned for it. He created the Sabbath as a way to come back and get to know Him if we ever fell away, to be strong in our relationship with Him. And He knew that we weren't going to be strong enough to overcome. And He knew that we needed a Savior. Amen? We've talked about amazing grace. We've talked about all kinds of wonderful things that God has done for us in our lives. And in Isaiah, we begin to see the prophecies. In Isaiah 7:14, it says, "We know that he was born from a virgin. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and you will call him Emmanuel." Christ's birth was amazing grace in action.
Amen.
God on earth. Jesus would be worshipped by the shepherds, as we heard this morning, from the desert and from the foreign kings that would present him gifts. That was all revealed in Psalm 72, 9 and 10, where it says, "May the desert tribes bow before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the distant shores bring tribute to him. May the kings of the Seba and Saba present him gifts. May all kings bow down to him and all nations serve him." We know this story. Think of this for a minute. We know this story so well. We hear it. We see it in the nativity scenes all through Christmas. We know it because we are Christians. It's a story of amazing grace, amen?
Amen?
It's a story that we should all remember, and this is a story that we should all be able to share with our families as we all come together to celebrate Christmas. But let us not forget what we're truly celebrating is the true gift that God gave us. It's the gift of Jesus Christ to reconcile us back to the Lord. That's really what the season's about. And it's wonderful that we can have our children up here, that they can do wonderful readings, and they can come up here and present music that I'm kind of shocked. I didn't know some of them could sing that well. They hit all the notes. But it's a great holiday season. So share Christ this season. So please stand. Are we having a closing song? Or was that our closing song? Do we? All right. Please rise. We'll have a closing song.